This is St. Louis Public Radio. The economic downturn during the coronavirus pandemic has sparked fears that some African American businesses in the St. Louis region may not survive. Times are tough for many businesses, but Black business owners have long had to struggle with limited access to bank loans and government aid. As St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports, Black business owners say they'll have a hard time recovering from this crisis.
On a normal day, before coronavirus, Drake's Place restaurant in Ferguson was bustling. Customers were ordering fried shrimp, potatoes, and green beans. Servers rushed from table to table, and the kitchen runners hurried orders to the chef. But that sense of normalcy is gone. Now, Bridget Lewis, the co-owner of Drake's Place, again finds herself in a difficult situation. The drastic decline in sales took her back to 2014, when Ferguson exploded after a police officer killed Michael Brown Jr.
The Ferguson effect has been there ever since the unrest happened. So we were always just kind of breaking even or not making it at all.
It took about 2 years after the protests for Drake's Place to hold steady. Recently, business took off when a national television show featured the company. But now, some days, they only bring in a couple $100. When St. Louis County shut down on March 23rd, Lewis was forced to close her dining room and shifted to curbside delivery and takeout only. She applied for and received a federal loan through the Paycheck Protection Program, but it's only temporary.
We've seen anywhere from 50 to 75% decrease in revenue. So this has just been devastating. And like I said, right now, I can hold my hand out and it's not shaking because we were blessed to get that loan. After this money is gone, I don't know what's going to happen.
Like many African-American business owners, Lewis spent her life savings and refinanced her home to open the restaurant. So for her, failing is not an option. COVID-19 highlights the systemic issues that confront Black business owners in the region. Valerie Patton says she sees disparities similar to Lewis's all the time. She is the St. Louis Regional Chamber's executive director of its St. Louis Business Diversity Initiative.
Many of our Black businesses, Hispanic-owned businesses, use the equity in their home to start the business. So in many cases, they go to large banks where they may not have a relationship, and those dollars and resources have already been allocated.
Patton points to banking to explain what she means. Many white-owned banks do not understand how valuable Black businesses are to their communities, and that keeps them from getting loans.
Our communities, where we had things in the past, have basically been decimated. So here, even in the St. Louis region, there was a time when we had a Black bank. We don't have that Black bank anymore.
Patton says generally, Black owners do not come into business with the same assets as white owners, a great credit score, a lawyer, or an accountant, and these barriers often hold them back from accessing the necessary capital from white-owned banks to sustain a company. The $2.2 trillion emergency coronavirus fund passed by Congress only gave $10 million to the Minority Business Development Agency. Patton is concerned about the survival of Black-owned businesses in the region, and she's not alone. Sheila Little Forrest is also afraid of what the region will look like without those businesses.
When I drive down the Antrim Bridge and I see the places closed, my heart just cries.
Little Forrest owns a North St. Louis County hair, beauty, and accessory store called Afro World. It's been around for 50 years. She now only sells products online, including masks in bulk. Little Forrest applied for the first round of PPP funding, but still hasn't heard back from the government.
When I saw that places like Harvard, Ruth Chris were getting that stuff, my heart dropped because in the back of my mind, you know, thinking Black people ain't gonna get nothing. It was almost like you put a noose around my neck again. And we've been through that all of our life. We're tired of that. We're tired of always being lynched.
Little Forrest says her business is surviving through online sales, but she's unsure how long that will last.
I don't write the future. I'm just living in the moment.
And for many Black business owners, that moment is bleak. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.